Presents Class of 89.
Thanks for tuning in to Class of 89 on the Fangoria Podcast Network, where we take you behind the scenes of our favorite movies that turned 30 this year. I'm Natasha Pacetta, your host and vanguard of the vault over here at Fangoria, and this is our series on Puppet Master. If you haven't listened yet, go back and download the episodes with Charles Band and Barbara Crampton. These two horror movie legends share their memories of making the original Puppet Master movie and their thoughts on its legacy. Now to round out our series, Cindy Sorensen joins us to talk about her important role in the movie Pinhead's Human Hands. Cindy talks about her audition with David Allen, the challenges of puppeteering, almost punching cast members by accident, and much more. Before we get to Cindy's stories, I want to tell you about Fangoria Magazine. Fangoria Magazine has never been better. With your subscription, you'll get a full year of the deluxe 100-page quarterly edition shipped straight to your door. You'll see familiar names like Fango veterans Michael Gingold and Tony Timpone, and bylines like S. Craig Zoller and Barbara Crampton. Go to Fangoria.com and use the promo code CLASSOF for 15% off your first year of frights. Go to Fangoria.com, promo code Class of. And I want to tell you about another magazine, Delirium. From the minds of iconic genre movie producer Charles Band and filmmaker and former Fangoria editor Chris Alexander comes Delirium Magazine, a gonzo, go-for-broke quarterly periodical dedicated to the weirdest and wildest horror, sci-fi, fantasy, and exploitation films ever made. With exclusive interviews with legends like David Cronenberg and Dario Argento to retrospectives of cult classics like Shockwaves, Tombs of the Blind Dead, and more. Delirium is a mad mashup of macabre movie culture made by fans for fans. Go to fullmoondirect.com to buy back issues and subscribe today. That's fullmoondirect.com. Now let's get to Cindy's stories about her time working on Puppet Master. So before we get into Puppet Master, I want to talk a little bit about how you got into the movie industry and your early work with puppetry.
You know what? I grew up with a family of five in Great Falls, Montana, and I came out in California in, I think it was about 82, and got into the business of working on various things like TV, you know, commercials, et cetera. And I found that I love doing the puppeteering too.
And you've had the opportunity to work on quite a few really interesting projects like Captain EO.
Actually, yeah.
And,
yeah, Captain EO was actually, Natasha, a couple of years before I did Puppet Master. You know, that was kind of like the avatar of the movies. That was kind of my start in the industry. And I was 22 and I landed this, you know, huge movie, 3D, you know, that was like at that time, what was it? Maybe 3 million a minute, you know.
Wow.
But now I'm sure, you know, they can't make that kind of movie anymore. But just to, you know, the whole production was big, you know, and even our guests that came on, you know, to visit us were, they, you know, amazing. Elizabeth Taylor, Barbara Streisand. So I thought, oh my gosh, my career is going, you know. So that it was great because, I mean, who would have, you know, at 22, you know, go out of the box with a big movie, you know,
right,
that everybody wanted to do, you know. So I was fortunate to have that, you know, in my earlier career. And then worked with David, you know, on Puppet Master, and that was neat.
Right,
he,
David
what a
Allen.
Sweet guy he was.
David,
yeah.
Allen, the very famous puppeteer and stop motion legend right there. And that must have been amazing to work with him. And did you get involved with Puppet Master because of David Allen?
No, I didn't even know David then.
Oh, okay.
What happened was they had an interview. The thing is, being little, there is some quite a few advantages. what they were looking for is they wanted special effects of a hand that was pretty much probably a 5 to 6 year old. Mm. Well, being little, that's exactly the size of hand I have, you know, a size of a 6 year old. But they couldn't use kids because of the children labor laws.
Right.
And, you know, and they always, they would have to put on doing the special effects, making the hand. You know, and bringing a kid in, that is it, you know, just to sit there. So they decided to have an interview, and it was over at David's Place in Burbank. And it, there was a house, and it must have been the business. We're talking 33 years ago, so I'm just trying to remember everything. But they had an audition and an interview, and then I came in, and I remember my agent saying, are you interested in doing a special effects type of movie? And, you know, and I thought, well, let me see, you know, because I went on interviews all the time in those days, and it was David and that interviewed, and I don't remember who else was there, but David was the one that was pretty much, you know, explaining what they're looking for and what they need from me, and my hand was actually the perfect size of what they wanted, and so then I got the job, and we did hours of special, you know, that they had to, you know, the special effects people and, you know, to make it come to life. And it was quite an interesting job.
Yeah.
Because I think David and all the other crew, I mean, not crew, but production team, wasn't quite sure how they can do this with, you know, pinhead, you know, hands, you know, if how much they can get out of it, you know, or would they have to do mechanical, which they did that too, you know, and most of the time in my movies that I've done live stuff, they have mechanical as well. There was times that, like when we shoot, I would be on a dolly, Natasha,
right.
And then they would, you know, go have a scene with a gentleman or somebody that I had to push an actor and punch, and the dolly seemed to work to give that action, you know, to have me go straight up to the actor himself and try to punch him with the hand. And what was challenging for me was trying to keep my body away from the camera.
Right.
And
right.
That was hard because my small arms and being as little, I'm only 3'11", so being as little as I am, my arms aren't lengthy enough to push my body back, you know, away from the camera. So anyway, it worked. And I was so happy that it worked. And we were able to, I think from what I remember, is that we were able to add more scenes, but I'm not sure. You know, that's what I remember. We were able to add scenes and the hand looked real for them. They were happy with that. And that made me happy too.
It's amazing because when you watch Puppet Master and you see Pinhead punching people, it's just so funny because you forget in that moment that, wow, yeah, I guess there is actually a person doing that. And it's really cool to know that it was you and you essentially, you know, played a big role in bringing Pinhead to life. And now so many people.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. And it's funny to know that the sweet lady that you are, is actually the one punching everybody in Puppet Master.
You have two sides, Natasha. I have two personalities.
Yes.
And you can talk to my husband on that one, too. He will agree.
Did you ever accidentally punch a cast member?
Actually, I came close. Oh, yeah. No, we were pretty close. I was pretty close punching him. So, to answer your question, I didn't really, yes. I almost came close, but I had to really, when I punched, I had to also swerve away really quick. So that was a technique. And so, yeah, so it was all not really learning, but it was all trying to make it work.
So, Cindy, were you exclusively playing Pinhead, or did you do other things on the Puppet Master movies?
You know what? It was just Pinhead.
Just Pinhead.
Now, I did work with Charlie in several movies, you know, I would, you know, like Beanstalk, but as far as Pinhead, nope, it was just me as Pinhead with my arms, and yep, that was the character they didn't want, you know, and sometimes I do play, you know, actors do play other, you know, roles, but in this case, no.
Just going back to, you know, working on the set, I watched the behind the scenes feature at No Strings Attached, which you're in. And that was something really cool that Charlie Band started. He really started doing the behind the scenes features for movies. And you just look like you're having so much fun. And I wanted to ask if like you remembered like a specific moment on set that you'll always keep with you.
I remember having a good time, and I, you know, and I was young too, but I remember having a good time, and I remember how fun it was being on the dolly and going after, you know, the other castmates, you know, as far as, you know, having to punch him with this one gentleman. And that was fun. And we must have took so many takes on that. But, and just punching him and you know, and that was fun. And being able, you know, and I remember them giving the thumbs up. And, you know, I guess what I remember, if I had to sum up Puppet Master, is the fact that it worked.
Yeah.
And that we were able to provide those hands, you know, to work in and make it real in the movie. And, you know, like I said, working with special effects or doing anything in that prototype, you often don't know what's going to happen or what can work. And believe me, I know, because I've been in so many costumes, you know, and did a lot of that type of work throughout my career, and you don't know. And when you get that chance and you see it, there's capabilities of being able to, you know, do other things. Oh, that's so nice. That's, you know, it's it's exciting because you know that everybody else is excited because they do want, you know, it to come to life and they want to make it work. And, you know, but those are the chances you take. You know, when you do, you know, these characters. And I have so much admiration for the people that make them. Because I've worked with pretty much, you know, in the 80s and 90s and everybody in town. You know, not meaning in a bragging way, but meaning in that I was fortunate to be able to work with these individuals that are so talented, and yet they don't always get the recognition as the actors do, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, the hours it takes, those hands took hours to bring to life,
and
you know, over at David's studio.
It's a defining feature of that character, you know, when people think about
it
Pinhead.
Is. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
So you're so sweet. David used to say that too, and I thought, no, there's other characters, you know. And I thought, you know, but maybe, you know, I have to, how can I say, maybe suck it up and realize that it did work.
You know, working with puppets, you know, throughout your career, why do you think there is such an appeal for that kind of, I don't know, visual representation of a character?
Yeah.
You know, because there's so much CGI out there now. And
because it looks real.
It
and
looks
I think
real.
People know.
Yeah.
You know, Natasha, people know the difference.
Right.
You know, the difference from the I could tell right away now, too. And, you know, with CGI and the real, really puppeteering, because it's live. You know, it looks live. And it looks like a character,
right.
And people feed into that. Whereas CGI, which is nice, and it's a lot quicker, but you don't feel that as you feel as far as someone really having the visual sense of somebody in doing the work. You know, it's just totally, totally different. You could bring a character like Pinhead in with the hands and everything to life, and then that even makes it more worth watching. You know, and it just makes it more, how could I be curious?
Right.
I mean, there's so many aspects of the, you know, answering your question is curiosity and bringing it to life is that, you know, what I would say, and people can see that.
It's kind of like an uncanny valley sort of thing because you're like, wow, those are human hands, but Pinhead is definitely not human. So that's confusing and odd, and I want to know more. And like you said, it's that curiosity, which makes it really special.
You know, not knowing how the film at that time was going to go and blah, blah, blah. A few years later, I'd be somewhere and I'd be working, and he goes, somebody would be coming up, you were Pinhead in Puppet Master. I mean, mind you, I had a resume, you know, and I've done variations of different stuff. And they go, and that would just, I would just bust up. I go, yes, I was Pinhead in Puppet Master. I can't, you know. But of course, I work with a lot of special effects people. But oh, I would crack up if somebody came up. You were Pinhead? Yeah, I was Pinhead.
That's
your Pinhead
awesome.
Hand. I wasn't Pinhead, but the hands of Pinhead. But yeah,
and arms.
You're arms. And arms. Yeah. Thank you. I love going back to reminisce my work. You know, it's just so neat. And you know, Puppet Master was a huge part of my beginning. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience for me, you know. And of course, like I said, David had a huge part in it because he's the one that hired me and we kept our friendship, you know. And just, I remember scenes in The House, too, or was it A House? Or, gosh, I'm so sorry, with 30 years.
Oh, the Bodega Bay, the hotel.
Yes, 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 the hotel. And we shot that, I think, in Pasadena at the old hotel in Pasadena. We shot that. I do remember. And thank you, Natasha, for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. It was an old hotel, and I forgot what hotel it was called. It's in Pasadena. You know, Pasadena is known for their centric, you know, old buildings, and I loved it. But it was a gorgeous old hotel. And we shot there, and that was fun. Long halls, and yeah, it was just, and so it made it more, I don't want to say this, but creepier, you know?
Yeah.
It just made it, like, we were very centric and creepy, and, you know, it made it, and that's what kind of brought it to life, because we, you know, and that drama behind it, you know, you know, you knew it, because you had a set that was so much into what we were trying to, you know, purvey, you know, just what we were trying to show. And that was fun. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. The hotel is definitely a character in itself.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was beautiful. Yeah. And they shoot, that hotel shot a lot throughout the years, but it was perfect for
yes,
Puppet Master.
It was really absolutely perfect. I'm just so glad that you are here to share your stories with us, Cindy. And I have one more question for you. And that is our Class of 89 extra credit question. And that is, what advice would you give yourself 30 years ago, either on the set of Puppet Master or just in general?
Enjoy the ride. Don't take things seriously. Enjoy your surroundings and enjoy the opportunity that you were blessed to be able to do this work. And working with so many talented individuals, but enjoying the ride and not taking life so seriously. And that comes with age.
That is a great answer, Cindy. And I think everyone can benefit from that advice because it's true. You just have to step back sometimes and enjoy where you are at life, no matter what point that is.
I love it.
Yes.
And what's really neat, Natasha, is I'm out of the business now and have a new business,
right,
and it's doing pretty well.
You're designing cakes?
Well, I'm a custom cake decorator.
That's awesome.
And my company is called The Bite Size Chef, and it's on Facebook. And I only do Facebook because I've been bombarded I started 6 years ago, and of course, all I knew is the industry. So I wanted to make a career change because of getting older and the business was changing.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and I was in for 33 years. So it's not that I didn't give it my all and was able to do so many fun things throughout my career. But anyway, started this and this was a challenge too. I didn't know how far I can take this being tiny. You know, being as little as I, and my sister said, my sister is a TV producer now on Netflix. She's got her own show. But she said, go for it. Just see what, and 6 years later, but this is not why I mentioned it. I mention it because I'm forever being brought, you know, for somebody might tag me on Facebook or email me and bring up the industry,
right,
and the pictures. So I'm slowly showing them on my Facebook page now, like Captain Nero Pin, and it just brings back, I'm forever reminded of the memories I had in the industry. And I love that because that was a huge part of my life.
Thanks for listening to Fangoria Presents Class of 89. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. And follow Fangoria on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the horror content you crave. Class of 89 is a Fangoria Podcast Network original, produced and hosted by Natasha Pesetta, executive producers Dallas Saunier and Phil Nobile Jr., associate producer Jessica Safa-Vimer, art and design by Ashley Detmering, sound recording, design, and mixing by Natasha Pesetta, music by James Malone, for Fangoria, Brandon Winardi, Jason Koslerich, Rachel Wilson, and special thanks to Udo Kier.